Okay, the parsha opens. Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe, and Yisro heard Es Kol Asher Asalo Kim LaMoshe, everything that happened to Moshe or Yisrael Amo and to the Jewish nation. Kiotzi Hashem Yisrael Mitzrayim, that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk tells us, right? Yisro hears all of the amazing miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, and then he comes and joins Klal Yisrael. Rashi comments on this pasuk, says Vayishma Yisro. Rashi asks, Ma Shmua Shama Uba, what did Yisro hear that motivated him to come join Klal Yisrael? And then Rashi answers, Kriyas Yamsuf Umilchames Amalek. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And he heard about Milchames Amalek. And there are five questions that I raise for you. Okay, five questions on this Rashi. Question number one is, it seems that Rashi is asking a question that the pasuk already answered. What do I mean by that? The pasuk says, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard, what did he hear? All of the things that happened to Klal Yisrael. So why is Rashi asking, what did Yisro hear? The pasuk told us what Yisro heard. Secondly, second of all, Rashi doesn't really give the answer of the pasuk. If the pasuk wanted to specify something, it could have specified it, right? It says everything. Rashi picks two things. There are a lot of things he could have picked. So why these two things? Why not one thing? Why specifically two things? And they seem to be connected. Because he heard Kriyas Yamsuf, Umilchames Amalek, and the war against Amalek. And lastly, it's not the war against Amalek that would have been inspiring. What was really inspiring? The victory over Amalek. Why the war against Amalek? So there's an approach, a great Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Druk. And Rav Druk suggests the following approach. When you think about this, you will hear how beautifully Rashi makes sense, and hopefully a message that's meaningful for us. He says that in Az Yashir, we say every day, the pasuk says, Az Nivhalu Elofei Edom. After the great Kriyas Yamsuf, when Klal Yisrael is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Az Nivhalu Elofei Edom. And then Nivhalu is like to be afraid. And then they were afraid, Elofei Edom. Who's Elofei Edom? That's a reference to Amalek. Amalek heard Kriyas Yamsuf, and they became afraid. What happens after this fear? They go ahead, and what does Amalek do? They attack Klal Yisrael. So Yisro hears about what happens, and he says to himself the following. It's brilliant. Yisro says, how could it be? How could it be? How could it be that Amalek hears what happens, and they become afraid? And then they go ahead shortly thereafter and attack Klal Yisrael. It makes no sense whatsoever. And Yisro says to himself, you know what it means? It means that Amalek was inspired by something. They were moved by something. They were frightened by something. But did it impact their behavior? Not at all. And so Yisro says to himself, I see how fleeting inspiration could be. I see that I could be so inspired by something one minute, and it totally fizzle out the next minute. And if this could happen to Amalek, I can't let it happen to me. So you know what I need to do? I need to go attach myself to Klal Yisrael. I need to go join. I need to do something. And that something is I need to go join Klal Yisrael. And when you think about the questions we started with, then I want to get to the message. Think about the questions we started with. The pasuk, it's true, the pasuk describes Yisro heard so many things. But what caused, Rashi says, what caused Yisro to come? Not what did he hear, he heard all of the events of Klal Yisrael. What caused Yisro to be inspired so much to come join Klal Yisrael? To make that decision to lose, to change, to leave his past, to leave everything he was used to, and to join Klal Yisrael. What specifically did he hear? It's not the specific part, but what motivated Yisro to leave his past, to leave his comfort, and to join Klal Yisrael? He heard two things, and it was the connection between the two things. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, but then he heard that Kriyas Yamsuf could be followed up by Milchamas Amalek. not the victory. It wasn't that Klal Yisrael won that inspired him. It was actually that Amalek could have seen something, could have heard something, and can not have changed from it. He said, I need to not be Amalek. And it's the connection, it's the vav, it's the connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchamas Amalek that's inspiring to him. And the message and the lesson to consider is that throughout life, and not even broadly life, pretty day to day, there are things that happen that could be transformative, that could cause us to maybe think differently, act differently, do differently. But they need to be actually put into action, right? Perhaps, my report card is good and my report card is not as good. And that says to me, you know, I want to be a different student this semester. Perhaps I'm on a sports team, I didn't get as much playing time as I wanted, or my team was not as successful as I wanted. So I say to myself, next season is going to be different. The only thing that will make next season different is if I actually do something differently. If I'm inspired by something, if I hear stories coming out of Eretz Yisrael, I hear amazing stories of really special, kind people. And I say that's so inspiring. I also want to do nice things. Does it cause me to do something differently? Or do I watch this incredible video on social media of what happens in Israel and then just go back to my day-to-day life? The goal of inspiring moments is to change our behavior. Okay, there's a story that's told of a from Israeli guy who's a Baal Tshuva, and he was sitting in a taxi, and the driver in the taxi was a secular Israeli. And the secular Israeli turns to the frum Jew in the back and he says, one of my best friends is just like you. He's also really, really religious. And so the frum Israeli in the back seat says to the secular taxi driver, that's so interesting. You know, how do you know him? He's like, well, he wasn't always so religious like you. He used to be like me. We grew up together. We went to school together. We went to the army together. And after we were done with our service, we went to the African safari. A whole group of us, 10 of us, went to the African safari. We went to go backpacking, went to go enjoy some time to rest and relax. And when we were there one day, my friend left our camp to go to the bathroom. He walked, I don't know, 100 meters away. And suddenly, we heard a loud scream coming from this friend. We all ran to him, and we saw him being attacked by a snake, by a boa constrictor. And the boa constrictor was wrapped around his body, literally trying to suffocate him. And we tried to hit the snake. We tried to pull the snake. We tried to do everything we could to free him from the snake. And no luck. As my friend felt himself suffocating, his last breath, even a secular Israeli Jew knows that the last thing a person does before dying is they say Shema Yisrael. And so he screamed out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And a miracle, and it's a true story, a miracle, the snake was scared, I guess, unwrapped itself and slithered away. My friend was saved. And he was so moved, so inspired, right? Like Yisro, was so inspired by the fact that his screaming out Shema Yisrael seemed to save his life. He totally changed. And he sat and learned in a yeshiva and in kolel. And so he's like you, he's really, really religious. And so this religious Jew in the back seat looks at him and says, what about you? You also saw the snake. And he said, the snake wasn't wrapped around me. My life wasn't saved. And what's crazy about this story is it really is a microcosm. It's a small reflection of what we live. These things happen all the time. We also have those snake moments. Sometimes they happen to us, sometimes they happen to someone else. And we have to choose which of these Jews do we want to be. Are we the Jew who changed because he was inspired, he put that into action? Or are we that secular Israeli taxi driver who says, it didn't happen to me, my life stayed the same? That's the message of Yisro. The message of Yisro is to think about when those inspiring moments happen, how do they shift us? Do we want to be Amalek, the secular Israeli taxi driver, and not change and still attack Klal Yisrael? Or do we want to be like Yisro and allow those inspiring moments to change us, to improve us? Our goal throughout life is to change, to grow, to improve, to try to strive to be the best we can be. It means being a Yisro and making sure that experiences help us grow. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.